Okay. Anyways, all right, let's do the regular episode now. Patreon, that's the Road Dog Stories. Remember, Circle of Trust.
Send me pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't know how to read
at that point. Not without-
We're going to replay that. You're going to have to like restart it. Patreon, I'm fucking telling me. All right, here we go. And a one, two, skiddly diddly do.
Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm done.
Circle of trust, everybody.
It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. You're listening to Tuesday Catch Up. Nate, hit the music.
You want me to hit the music?
I hate you so much.
Send me pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer. You got to come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in.
You are listening to the Tuesday Catch Up.
Hello, welcome into the Tuesday Catch Up. It's your favorite podcast based out of Wisconsin. Top 10,000, top 1,000. It doesn't matter. Top 1,000 on the charts, top three in your hearts. And we're excited to be here on the fine Tuesday, April 23rd.
Number two in your charts,
number one in your hearts, and number 10 and number 1147 on the top US 1,000 charts.
Whoa.
Hello, it's a Tuesday Catch Up, isn't it? Thank God we've only gotten British countries as like our frivolous, because if we got an Asian country, things would be not good on the podcast.
No.
Obligatory, we have to make the accents, you know what I mean?
Or something in the Middle East, that would just be bad. Dude,
Middle East would be tough, India would be tough, an Asian-speaking country. I think the worst would be like an African country. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty, that wouldn't be like a little My Name Toby type stuff. That would be a rough, that'd be a rough one for us, but I digress, we've moved along.
Excuse me. Us on our reassembled CB radio. We've got Senegal.
We are the biggest podcast in Ethiopia.
I think we could do it if we did some targeted ads.
Dude, Somali pirate radio. Just everyone. Hey, all you pirates out there, are you getting ready to rob a cargo ship? Listen up. to the tide. 107 the tide. And then well, kind of, yeah, nice. Thank you. I'm a Somali pirate radio station. I'm on AM 6969. You can find me.
Is it crazy that I was going to say the same radio station, 69?
Oh, yeah. I mean, parallel thinking, dude. That's we take calls. We are going to rob a ship. <It's> like, all right, caller, have a good time.
Somali accent? That sounded way more Indian and Pakistan.
I didn't want to, I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. We're on the regular episode. Much further down that rabbit hole. I've learned my lesson a little bit. Anyways, let's start off the episode by this, boys. Tomato Boy Luke, one of our Patreon members, got me a little bit of hot water this week by collision of worlds.
Fuck you, Luke.
No, not fuck you, Luke.
Not that hot of water.
It was going to be my Iguana Shine is the collision of worlds, but I can't decide if I like it or dislike it. So I walked into the theaters because Luke and I were going to see Civil War, which, by the way, mid as fuck, dude. No. If you Harley, shut up. That's such a cool premise. The thought of our country splintering. It's so like out of left field and not possible. That's why I liked it so much. Also, that movie is so stupid because the way they split the map up, they're like California and Texas are working together and Florida was its own colony too. And like the whole premise is that the whole Civil War started because a president gave himself a third term. I was like, none of this is making sense to me. You know what I mean? Like it was a very flimsy setup.
Mm. I've seen like quite a few segments on like CNN where people come on and are like, if Trump gets reelected, he'll give himself a third term and he will be a dictator. And this is a fight for democracy. And it's probably not.
No. And also that was like the premise of the movie is the president gave himself a third term, but they were kind of trying to make the president Trump, yet the Western forces were Texas and California. I was like, A, they'd never get along. B, Texas would be so stoked if Trump won a third term. And Florida would also be like, Florida wouldn't secede. Florida would be all about that shit. It was real. I mean, it was a real mixed bag.
Texas would be like the dumb people that are like cult level Trump followers would be all for it. But like if you're a constitutionalist and you love Trump, you're not going to be on board with extra terms.
That would be a real dilemma where you're like, we are like, we stand for what we believe in, but our guy won. Fuck. The rules are the rules. That's always a tough one. That's, I feel like, how they were with George Washington. He must have finished 8 years and they were like, come on, George, a little bit longer. But he had to put, you know, you got to go country over country over self. That's a little history. Matt, cue the yawn. Civil War sucked, though. That one got a certified chum 3 out of 10. Luke and I walked out of that movie quietly and we were walking to our cars and he just goes, not the best. I was like, not by a long stretch. I was like, we had some thoughts on what we saw.
That just seemed like, now that you said that, the trailer, I think, probably is better. Like, it tells you everything you need to know and is better than the actual movie.
The trailer tells you nothing about what the movie is going to be like.
No?
The trailer makes you seem like you're going to watch an action movie about a civil war. It's so far from that. It is an up-your-ass artsy murder porn film. I could not have disliked it. I was literally it walked some people. I saw a couple good old boys get up and leave the theater about halfway through. They said there was something going on and these two dudes just stood up and left. I was like, a couple Stroud boys got up and got themselves out of there. They stood up and they stood by for too long
because there was boys smooching.
No. That would have done it, though. I think it was, this is not really a spoiler alert, but it's like when they showed like the insurrectionists, they showed them as like dudes wearing Hawaiian shirts and khakis. It's like, come on, dude. What are you taking shots the big boys for? guys can't have fun at a little constitutional cookout. But anyways, I walk into the theater because I was meeting Luke there, and I see my trainer ordering at the concession stand. So I go up behind him because he's finishing his order. I grab him and I go, and whatever I'm having. And we're like, oh, what's up? Like, we hit handshake or whatever. And all of a sudden, we're catching up for a second and I feel Luke come up. And I'm like, oh shit. So I made the introduction quick. And he's like, oh, I'm Adrian. I'm Luke. They shake hands and Luke goes, ah, the founder of the McTriple.
In Luke time. God,
time froze. I'm looking at my trainer, look at Luke, look at me, like a Mexican stand-up of like, no. Like, yes, it is true that my trainer suggested that I put an extra patty on a McDouble. Does he know that I've relentlessly made fun of it on a podcast for a year? No. And I don't think he'd be super keen on it. So he looks at me and he's just like, huh? And I was like, anyways, I was like, Luke, shut the fuck up. I think I gave a little like hand shiver. At the same time, the guy like checking us out for popcorn and stuff is like just yapping at both of us in our ears. He's like, did you want a receipt? He's like, just yells, like, dude, hang on, we're having a fucking talk and conversation over here. And I go in order and he goes, you know, you should keep that guy around. And I was like, why? He's like, he's got good rewards. Do you want me to punch his in? Or like, he was literally like trying to orchestrate traffic. And he was just like, your popcorn would be much cheaper. I was like, sure, man. So he calls Adrian. He like yelled at him. He's like, sir, brought him back over and had a bunch of my rewards, which is a pretty humbling experience, having your personal trainer pay for your large popcorn and soda. and the best part is I had training at 6 a.m. the next morning with him.
Oh, that's funny. I'll do light butter. He walks away, loaded on.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I want you to give that thing a couple more. I like the their butter sounds the best. It's like ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Like that's how you hear it go into the bucket. You know, you're in for it. Yeah. Also, I would invent, if I could, for movie theater popcorn, if I could invent a better bucket, it would not, you know, like that top pop, the top corn is the best. Like, by you're working pretty good. And then you get to about half, and suddenly everything's eroded into these little half pieces. Mm-hmm, and so, for the rest of the movie, you're picking up like scoopfuls. Why does that happen? Does anyone have an idea? Because I feel like I'm not putting tremendous pressure on it.
I mean, I think on those busy movie nights, sometimes you're catching the bottom of the barrel.
Mm hmm.
Like they're scooping some of the, you know, the leftovers until the new corn is popped.
You think when they do that whole like junk junk, like that little shake thing, they're shaking
Some of those little guys drop down to the bottom, you know.
It's kind of like that experiment where you put like ping pong balls and sand in a cup and try to lift water. Like, it's literally the popcorn experiment. You have all the good stuff up top and then it becomes like a real like crust layer right about halfway. The rest of the way down, you got to go excavator, which tremendous chewing anxiety at the theater lately, boys. I don't know how to get around it. I was completely stone cold sober and dude, this movie, by the way, artsy fartsy, so many silent parts. So it'd be like watching someone die and I'd just be like this. And I would slow motion chew where you go, like every bite's compressing it down and down and down. And I could tell the lady next to me, or at least I made up my head, that she wanted to fucking kill me for how loud I was eating. So I was like, this sucks, dude. And then you try to sip out of your straw and you hear the ice bang against the cup. I was like, oh, I could not be making a more reverent scene sound so shitty.
Dude, the movie theater is
ideas.
Yeah, oh, you go, Harley.
Okay, so I have two movie theater invention ideas. They're not business pitches yet, but I thought your issue with the popcorn was going to be that you not just the big pieces on top, but that's the only place you get adequate butter, which you can kind of get around with the, like, they butter it in layers. But I'm thinking like a little piece of plastic that you put in the middle that kind of spirals down, almost like a drip irrigation of butter. Porous piece of plastic that you fill with butter.
You want to know what California does?
What do they do?
A, you put your own butter on.
Whoa.
And B, they give you an extra container, or you can pick up an extra container that's a long rectangular box. So you get one even layer of popcorn. You just butter that whole thing, salt that whole thing. You don't have any variance.
That's genius.
Right?
Have you seen the people that...
But how do you fuck the box?
There's no dude mouth on a rectangle box.
That is the one downside. It's very unfuckable.
At a show last week, the guy running the box office is like, yeah, I'm going to the theaters tonight. I was like, cool, man. He's like, I'm going to go to... I'm just going for the dune bucket. And I was like, you're not going to see the movies? Like, no, just the bucket. I was like, huh.
I'm going to go see Dune 2 this week. Should I get the bucket?
Yeah, of course.
But I'm pretty sure this guy, like no bit, was like not trying to make funny. Like, he was just gonna go fuck the bucket. Like, he was dead serious. Like, I've got to go pick this up. He's like, no, I just want the bucket. But Matt, you were saying the movie theater. Why should I feel better about this whole chewing dilemma? Because it's eating at me.
Dude, the movie theater is off limits, dude. You can eat, you can chew, you can slurp. Like, you're in a group setting. Everyone's in the same boat, and it is culturally appropriate to get popcorn. If you don't have popcorn there, you're the weird one.
That's kind of how I was trying to like spin zone my brain, but
if the movie's silent, it's your price, you know,
it's the perfect being dark.
I'm unwrapping my Taco Bell. I'm ripping open a fire packet, spitting it on the ground.
you're taking orders. I got number 11. Like handing things out to people.
Talking on the phone.
Texas Roadhouse style in the movie theater.
Dude, but for some reason, they must put something in the cans. If you try to bring your own can of soda in and pop that top, that is the last. It's like you set off a fucking grenade. It's that's crazy. Why
you throw in like the fart cough.
who brings their own soda?
I was trying to get my snack on, dude. My Zevia on. Dude,
you're telling me you can't grab a DC for one night?
I was thirsty.
So I did, and it gave me horrific puffy eyes. It gave me big fat eyes.
Was it
meow meow face?
It gave from me the popcorn.
Well, that, but it could have been the fact that
from the tremendous amount of salt,
1,400 calories in popcorn in one sitting. Dude, I got out of the theater. I was wearing one of my like Carhartt shirts. The entire like chest line was butter stains. It was like I had like rested the buttery box against my or the tin against my my belly.
Oh my god. Dude, did you and Luke both buy a large popcorn yourself?
No, he had a little Airheads, and then this is another reason why I wanted to kill the checkout guy, because I'm about to get my large popcorn and walk in, no problem, no foul. And he goes, do you want an extra container for your friend? And I was like, no. What the fuck are you talking about? No. He goes, why don't you take one just in case? So he hands me a bag and a cup. And I was like, well, now I got to fucking share, dude. I was like, God damn it. No, I gave Luke some popcorn, but he had eaten dinner. So I did crush the entire thing, sans one cup by myself. And I almost got a refill on the way out because I was like, it's only 9 o'clock. Mm. I can get it, go home.
Can refill to go?
Dude.
That's a insane move, bro.
Where do we stand on that as a group? Because if it's like 7 o'clock at night and I can get a fresh, hot popcorn to just bring home and have.
Dude, whatever.
I think it's a matter of caloric intake at that point. I don't want another 2,000 calories of popcorn.
I haven't been able to finish a half a bucket like between Ann and I. Like by the time we walk out of there with some candy and like eating half a bucket of popcorn, my stomach is in my throat already.
Mm-hmm. I no joke could have left that theater and eaten another half popcorn. I could have taken down another, like, if just the top good pieces, I could have eaten another thing of popcorn. It wasn't a question of if I could, it was just a matter of like, what are the optics on this? If someone catches me getting a free fall on the way out of the theater,
folks,
I have no ground to stand on here because I used to take the empty buckets out of the trash on my way into the theater.
That's a good move, though.
Harley's checking them for the Sharpie marks on the bottom because they always Sharpie mark after the first refill. It's just God, another dud. Harley's carrying a little mini spritzer of acetone.
Are you limited?
Yeah, it's not unlimited refills anymore, dude.
I'm not. California, unlimited.
One and one. Yeah, you guys are eating out of fucking rectangle boxes and you got your own butter trough. I mean, you guys are living your own life. Anyways, what's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Wait.
What's
the
up?
The unfucked Dune buckets are going for $175 on eBay right now.
What are they going fucked?
30.
30.
Now, how big is the, oh, you know what? That's a lot of questions about the Dune bucket. That feels like real trodden territory.
At first I thought it was too big, but now it's looking like it would definitely touch your penis. So
I would only be able to do it to the music they play in Dune. Commit jihad on the Dune bucket, dude. Just dropping loads on kids. Okay, let's get off of the Dune bucket. What the fuck are you doing? Let's continue. What's going on, boys? How we doing?
Fantastic.
You know.
What do you mean? Nate, you little grump? You little grump?
No. I had a great weekend. I had my second time at the Magic Castle on Friday. And oh my God, the whole time I was just thinking how much fun the Tuesday Ketchup Boys would have in there.
As an improv, what is the Magic House?
The Magic Castle is
the sliders.
The Academy of Magical Arts of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's literally this giant castle in Hollywood where you need to know one of the magicians to get in. And, you know, you have to wear a suit and tie. I forgot a tie and they made me buy one. Now I have a Magic Castle tie.
That's dope, though.
And, you get made fun
of the whole time for wearing a Magic Castle tie?
No, I tricked somebody into thinking that I was one of the magician's son. And then I gave them a half dollar and told them to go up to the bar and say something. I can't remember what I told them to say. I had a few cocktails.
Yeah, that's such a good story, dude.
And when we saw her on the way out, and she's like, hey, I said the thing to the guy. He didn't give me a drink. I went, no, I meant the upstairs bar. And then she went, oh. And we were on our way out. Anyway.
I'm David Blaine's cousin.
Roommate.
I'm the heir to a magician's throne.
It was like a funny thing because they let us into this one of the shows. So there's shows all night. They've got a bunch of different theater rooms. We were in one of the big theater rooms and they're, you know, counting people off and they must have miscounted. So I was the last person in. So they're like, okay, just stand here on the side. We'll get you another chair. So they got a chair and then they put me up front. And, you know, it was kind of awkward. Like people were like looking at me, like just standing there like an idiot. And they finally bring me right up front. I sit down next to this girl. I'm like, don't worry. I'm a plant. And she's like, what? And I showed her the Magic Castle tie.
Your appetite for chaos is
unreal.
And that was when I, after the show, I was like, okay, you know, thanks. I guess they didn't need me the show, but since I've been made, you know, take this coin and go up to the bar and they'll magically turn this 50 cent piece into a $50 gift card for the Magic Castle. And
God, that's so funny.
And yeah, so I was just messing with her.
How much was the tie? North of 20?
Yeah, 30.
Now that's magic.
But that in my in fair, I don't think I've ever bought a tie that wasn't from a thrift store. So
yeah, like, you were probably saved a lot. And how much fun did you have with that tie?
A blast.
Yeah,
you get to do a bit.
Yeah, I got to do a bit with it. Totally worth it. But I lost 50 cents. So I guess it was $30.50.
That's right. That's worth it. Harley, you just did a little magic. You made that Zin disappear. I saw that.
Majestic.
Going twice gone, his lip's bigger. He goes, check behind my lip. Check behind my lip.
Okay, but so the Magic Castle. You sit down, everybody's dressed nice, and it's kind of hard to get into. And so you sit down for dinner. You have a 6 or 8 o'clock reservation. You sit down, fantastic dinner. I had lamb chops, delicious. And then so after dinner, there's shows all night long, like, you know, every 45 minutes or 30 minutes in different rooms. So there's like close-up magic, like large form, you know, medium form, you know, guys walking around doing tricks. It's just so fun. They've got like 3 different bars. And so literally all you do is drink, eat great food, dress up, and drink a shitload of cocktails and watch magic all night.
Damn.
Sounds I would amazing. Love if the magic like went into the meals too. Like as you're eating, your plate like folds up. Like they're just fucking with. They just like never stop fucking with you from the minute you walk in the door.
Dude, how do we get the TK out there for like an abbreviated week? Like a Friday night to Sunday.
If I have a show, I can write it off on taxes. Then the show's free for me.
Do it. I now know somebody. I ran into somebody there who works there, and she knows all the magicians. So I can get us in there now if we want it. If you guys wanted to come out, we can go.
I want them to cut me up with a sword. That should be the finale.
Chop me into bits. Chum, this is coming from a big guy, but this is where my mind went. We're going to need a bigger box.
Yeah. Or the minute they put me in the box, the minute the sword touched me, I scream bloody murder.
You squeeze
get
a bunch
the
of
thinner
packets.
Swords.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong box. Oh, that's so funny. Nate, I want to go to the Magic Castle, which sounds like a fucking like a child porn documentary. The Magic Castle. You're like, good God.
It's so fun. I was just thinking how much fun all three of us would have just dressing up and ripping cocktails all night and watching magic.
I'm down.
Book a flight right now. Next
week. I'm sold. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you guys really should. We don't have a lot of time before I move or the kid comes, so you guys really need to come out here for a weekend.
Ooh, a little summer TK trip. I mean, boys, let's actually take a look at some dates because we got to get out. We talked about going to that barbecue place. If we all flew into LAX, I'd feel a lot less shitty about flying into LAX if we could all go together.
Dude, yeah.
We could commiserate.
Dude, first time I flew to LA was a fudging nightmare. That was crazy. It took us from the time we got off our plane to the time we actually got on the highway getting out of LA. It was 2.5 hours. And then we had a 7-hour drive. Like, it was the longest day of my life.
The second you step off the plane or out of the airport doors, you just smell weed.
Yeah, well, I was a little – it was 2017 for me. It smelled a lot more like piss. It was not – I didn't smell a lot of weed in the air at that point. The culture wasn't super chill. And then God bless my boss. Like, he was such a good dude. He was a great guy, but we were a small company. So we stayed at like not great places. We stayed at like one of the most dangerous cities in California, like a dangerous little town. It was horrible, dude. We had a little Airbnb that we had like, I like logged on my phone. I was like, is where I'm at safe? Cause I do that sometimes just out of anxiety. And it was like, this is one of the top 3 most dangerous places in California. I was like, sweet. Guess I'll sleep tight in this, you know, grandma bed. It was like one of those that had like little like native Mexican like embroidery on the thing, and it was a lot. There's a lot going on that stay. And my boss was a man of culture. He wanted to always be like, let's go to the local spot. I'm like, no. If we had a local with us, I was like, but us two gringos walking into a place that obviously doesn't speak any English at all, I was like, no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're missing out, buddy.
I know. I got to get better about being a little more adventurous. It's coming along, dude. So that was my big adventure this year, is to try to do that. I've been quite a bit better about it versus you know, sticking to like Jack in the Box when I'm on the road, you know. But anyways,
McTriples.
Yeah, McTriples. You know, double McChickens, McTriples. I broke and had McDonald's for the first time in what was that? Months.
4 hours.
I
mean,
Harley, no, I had been pretty good. I was on the phone with Harley when I did it. That might have been last weekend. I'm not seeing. I've broken twice in 2 weeks. Never mind.
When it rains, it pours, my friend.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Matt Harley, why don't you talk a little bit? What's going on in your lives? What's going
on? Dude, I got not a lot. I've been going through the gauntlet of Facebook Marketplace. I'm selling my car. So far, so good. So keep your fingers crossed. And was only offered guns, a diamond, and lots of lowballs. I have also accepted an offer on the car, so hopefully they show up tomorrow. But there was some interesting things. So fingers crossed.
How did that conversation go when they offered you a gun or a diamond? Was it like, hey, like, did they open the cold open with like
cold open
12 carat diamond valued at this? Is what the price is?
It was, would you consider taking a diamond valued at $9,300, which is, you know, $500 more, or $800 more than what I had? And I go, no, cold hard cash, homie.
Yeah, also, that diamond was absolutely fake. You should have been like, yeah, sure, but I get to test it first. Yeah. Been like Adam Sandler in that movie and just like, oh. But yeah, and then
you, if they offer you a gun, just say you scratch the serial numbers off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm texting it, Pav, car guy. He goes, stolen guns, fake diamond. It's like, so, yeah, dude.
Like, how many times he's been in his job as like at the manager's office, and then someone comes in and lays an AK-47 and an engagement ring on the table. What kind of car can I drive with this? He goes, nothing. What a fucking 60s Cadillac. What are you in? What the fuck? This is a Tommy gun.
Oh, yeah, it's been wild, but hopefully the search is over, and yeah, otherwise it's just been getting back to life as usual.
Car buying on Facebook Marketplace is weird too, or car selling, because they'll show up at your house and then they want to take a test drive. And like, what do you do? Because they're like, I'll leave my car here. And you're like, yeah, but how do I know that car's not stolen? And suddenly we're in a big fucking chain of stolen cars here.
I will say, there's a lady who came to check it out, and she's like, I'm not like really good at stick shift. Like, it's been a long time since I've driven. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, do you want me to drive you? And she's like, Yeah, sure. And we just did a lap around the block. But I didn't realize that the previous person left it in first gear, which is a normal thing to do when you leave it on kind of a hill. So it was at the bottom of my driveway. I never do that. The brake, you know, the e-brake holds. So I'm showing the lady this thing, and I'm like, I'll fire it up for you. And it's in first gear, and it just goes, whoop, boom.
I'm like, whoa. She's like,
yeah. I was like, I swear this never happens. Yeah, it was pretty good.
You go, are you ready? She's got her forehead's got a big bump on it. You take her out of the driveway.
Oh shit, it was good. She wasn't in the car yet, but oh my god, it was good.
How funny would it have been if like you got to the end of the block and you just look over like, what if we kept on driving? Just like a
random. We got a fast car.
What if we never what if we just kept going? Just slowly hit the gas.
And my knuckles get tighter and tighter on the wheel, and I'm like, you ever just want to drive to Tijuana?
You ever just want to leave it all behind? Yeah. You know, some guy offered me a gun for this car.
Do you know how terrible it would be to do a drive down to Mexico in my car? You wouldn't be able to hear a damn thing. I tried to take a phone call today, and they hung up on me. They're like, there's a lot of background noise. I'm having trouble hearing you. And then they just hung up.
I've done that to Harley a couple times. I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'm sure the content's good, but the voice is too bad. I'm done. I just hang up the phone. It
happens in the van a lot, especially when the door wouldn't close.
Oh, the van was rough, dude. Harley, what up? What's going on with you? What are you got anything exciting for us?
Not really exciting. I've been a little anxious waiting for figuring out what's going to happen in the fall. So not by next episode, but the one after. I'll know the final landing zone.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're going to sit down. Him and Sarah are going to sit down at a table with a bunch of hats that have the cities they want to live. And she's going to put one on, and then we're going to find out where they're going. It's going to be awesome. I'm filming it. It's literally a LeBron James decision.
Is that a legit? Is that legit? That's what's happening.
Not the video, but the like knowing by May 1st. Yeah.
You're not picking out of a hat.
No, not picking out of a hat. They would pick a hat. You ever seen like a recruitment video?
Yeah. Where
they're
doing signing days.
Yeah, it's a signing for where they're going to live for the next few years. I'm very excited. Oh, wow. I've been waiting with bated breath. I've tried to guess, but no one will tell me anything. No one tells me.
You're out of the loop.
No one tells me. The other thing I did
is because this is my Punxsutawney Phil spring move. As soon as it hits over 70, the beard had to go. So back to mustache life.
It's a good look for you, dude. You look, I will say this, considerably less crazy. It was you were starting to embrace Hayward. You look like you were on the like I told you. You look like you were on the run from something for a while there. I'm gonna wait. There it is. I had to wait a second. You gotta get hard, but I want a 1-2 count, and then the internet kicks in. So that's how I know if a joke's good. I don't see where the problem immediately. I go and a 1 and 2, and then he'll go, and I'm like, sweet, we're here.
Here we go. Yeah.
We're in, baby. In like the Flynn, why don't we do a segment? What do you think, Nate? You love segments.
I love them.
Nate loves segments. Let's do Watershine.
Woo! The one from the D2?
To mine.
Naughty, naughty, Harley. Naughty, naughty. We got a cease and desist from them.
Nobody responded to my meme that I sent for the knuckle dragging thing.
Yeah, they sent us a cease and desist for just nonstop mentioning them. They just said stop.
It's free advertising on the top 1,000 comedy podcasts in the United States.
That's true. It's getting airtime. Yeah. Everyone should be happy they get mentioned. Yeah. It's Wine or Shine time. It's a segment where we shine light on something we like this week or in general, or we whine about it. It's real, you know, put some walls up on this beast. Buy a wine shine combo or some sort of thing. I've got a wine though to start. Wine. This wine, well, I don't know how to, you guys might have to help me with this, but the wine is Unintended Consequences. The butterfly effect is all around us. And every time you do something nice, you have to understand that sometimes something sour might follow. We invested recently because our cat needs some more stimulation. We invested in a burp. Sounds like I got her a vibrator. Our cat needed a little more stimulation. We invested in a bird feeder that attaches to our window upstairs. That is an awesome thing. Birds are coming all the time. Like over the last 2 weeks, we've had a ton of really cute birds start landing up there. The cat's happy. The birds are happy. Oh, it's fun. What I didn't intend is bigger, scarier, hungrier birds to start hanging around our house. Dude, I heard a fucking owl last night right outside our house. I heard a baby. Our house has become a wildlife sanctuary because we got squirrels that eat out of there. We've got a family of bunnies in the back and a bunch of birds. I heard a small animal die last night. I was 2 nights ago. I took an edible and I was literally sitting there reading a book in the office. And I heard, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I opened the window and I couldn't see anything. I'm like, oh my God, it's a baby bird or like a baby bunny just like getting just torn up. And I'm like,
annihilated.
And so now sometimes when the little birds land on the feeder, I see like the dark shadow of other birds around. I'm like, dude, we have created a real sizzler's buffet, as Nate says, we've created the Epstein's Island for birds. It's just like, there's some little cuties down there. What if we fucking swoop down and grab one of them things? You know, like they're on call. It's like, you want cardinals? You want little chickpeas? Ooh. We got them all on the menu, dude.
Yep.
That's kind cool. Kind of awesome building like a whole, not the Epstein Island conversion, but but the like having a bunch of birds around and some predatory birds.
I was just going to say, I had... Harley could use some more stimulation. I was thinking about doing the same thing for him.
Sending me a vibrator?
Yep.
Giving Harley a bird feeder for his window?
Yeah. He just sits out there watching. Yeah.
No,
it keeps entertained. I'm just pawing at the window.
Yeah, the little guy really likes it.
Yeah, right? He's doing those weird bird, like those cat chirping noises where it goes, you know, cats click their fucking tongues.
Yeah.
It's a real deep cut cat reference for all of our cat listeners. Yeah. Out there. that was real niche. But yeah, my wine was Unintended Consequences, but I guess it could be a shine. We're building, I don't know, it was odd to have to talk through the circle of life with my wife and be like, hey, like this is how it goes. Like, we wanted to do this and those big birds got to eat too, you know, because one just watching a beautiful yellow bird just get picked out of the sky as it flies away with belly full of seed. Good times. Anyways, Matt, we're coming to you.
Oh my gosh, guys, I have a couple of them. I'm going to start by shining. You know me, I kind of do some ha ha ha, some jobs. Mm-hmm. And I did a guy stuff. I did a guy thing the other day. And I didn't go to the hardware store until the very end. And that was then proven wrong by my wife. So it's kind of a whine at the same time. But I replaced an entire sink by myself without going to the hardware store. When times got tough, I watched a YouTube video and it was like, I could go to the store and buy a $20 tool that I don't know if it's going to work. Or I take Darno's Sawzall, which I had stolen months ago, and I chop that sucker out of there. And let me tell you, didn't scratch up anything. And I did it correctly. It was unbelievable. And where I came into trouble, guys, is that we got a water filter that like connects right to the spout and it didn't fit. So I'm in my head, I'm like, man, I got to go get a like a adapter and all this shit. Well, it comes with a universal thing, but it looks like ass. And then lo and behold, that was the only thing that worked for it. So now I got a $10 adapter that I got to go return. and it was all Anna. Anna installed it all and she got it. She's like, you idiot.
Is this a reverse osmosis filter you're putting in?
I don't know what it is.
Dude, chicks love clean water.
They do.
They're so big on the filters, the Britas, the little attachment to the sinks. I'm like, I don't know. I can never tell the difference between water, but we had to go invest in one of those like tap. I mean, unless it's like irony, like for the most part, I can't tell, you know, I kind of like water's water, but chicks love filtered water.
They do love filtered water.
I mean, dude, have the new craze, the environment, this whole environmental thing is gone. Chicks are back on water bottles. Every house I go to, that it, there's always just a big old case of water bottles. And like, yeah, that's what I fill my water bottle for the day with. I'm like, you take three plastic water bottles and you fill your big Stanley with water bottles in the garage.
Then you're getting microplastics. What's the point of clean water?
Harley, nothing's fun for you. We've already established that you're basically a fucking, if we're not drinking straight from the stream like a horse, you're not happy.
It's probably the best water to drink in the world.
Yeah, I did that on a hike once and I shit my fucking pants.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. You got to filter it.
I drank through a little stream in Arizona. We were on a hike. It was me, Harley, our cousin, and our uncle and aunt and our mom. And I drank like a pretty good amount out of my hands because I was very thirsty that they made me go on a hike, and I drank that, and then I got home and I fucking shit so much.
Stupid.
Dad was letting me. I remember him being like, "It looks clean enough," and then I literally was just like, "Oh." just dying. I hated Arizona, dude. I hated Arizona. That is a climate that's not built for me. The streams made me shit my pants. It was so hot. It was so hot all the time. Their houses are made of mud because it's too hot.
I'm going there Thursday.
So hot. It's so uncomfortable.
Dude, so hot.
But Arizona, dude, I looked up the weather. This will be just a quickie. I looked up the weather, supposed to be 97 all week, and then when we get there Thursday, it drops to low 80s until we leave.
No, that's sun. Like, that's
my guy.
It's sun 7,000.
Yeah,
it is. That is a rough place to live. No, those people are a hardened lizard people when they get out of there. That is a rough place to be get brought up. Harley, you remember how nuts those kids were? We'd go running around the neighborhood with our cousins. They'd be like, "Yeah, this is our new neighborhood." There's a family across the street. Like their daughter was a teenage pregnant. There was like six little mongrel kids that were just like running around. It was fucking crazy.
I don't really remember the details other than us trying to make like counterfeit Yu-Gi-Oh cards of like the legendary. Yeah. Sell them to kids in Arizona.
Yes. Yes, that did happen. We tried to learn how to
make it holographic. We were...
Yeah. Yeah. That's the original Ponzi scheme, is trying to get the dumbest kid in your neighborhood to buy bootleg shit you made. We made all the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. We had an Exodia, all 10 pieces or whatever it was. Not that I know the name of the big thing. Yeah. Anyways, Matt, continue. Whatever, quack.
I would like to shine the reply all.
You're shining this?
I am. Just wait. So there was a mass email to about 1,000 employees that congratulated a new hire, had like a little spiel about him, and that was it. It was for one of like, you know, a facility, just, you know, wherever. Then people at that facility started replying all and going, congrats to the new person that was hired, to 1,000 people. And there was about 15 replies. And then somebody goes, people, this is a reply all to over 1,000 people. Like, make sure you're not doing the reply all. No more than 4 minutes later, congrats. And about seven more came in after that, and the whole office, you know, you can hear people in the cubicles just losing it laughing. They're like, oh my god, this is
love that.
It was fantastic. It was a good chuckle throughout the day, because every time another one came through, it was like, oh yeah,
just loud broadcasting of all that.
Yes, it was fantastic. And it was just pure like just not reading, you know. It was totally
100%.
Yeah,
that's my favorite, dude. They just act. They see it. They just smack that reply button, hit the congrats, comma, name, exclamation point.
Yeah, they're probably using the AI generated reply.
Exactly.
Yeah. Microsoft Copilot.
Yeah. Oh. And then I have another just quick one, and this one gives Trump nightmares. I'm already going to go out on a limb and say this gives him two bone fear. When you walk into a bathroom and it's got one toilet, one urinal, and someone's already in the toilet, you don't have to pee, but you got to poop. And you do the turnaround, and as you turn, like you walk in and you turn around, and someone's behind you and they see you do the turnaround, you just got busted.
Yeah, they know you're about to drop logs.
Yeah, and yeah. And now you're panicking because not only were you busted, but there is someone, it's occupied.
And you start feeling around for like your wallet and keys, like pretend you forgot. Oh, I always go like, oh, and I like look up as if I'm like, oh, my keys are in the other room. Duh, dummy. I don't need a shit.
Why do you need your keys to poop, sir?
I don't know. But
the other worst with that scenario, Matt, is if it's a high traffic bathroom, you can't just go wait outside.
Yeah.
For the one to leave. If it's like two stalls and they're both occupied and there's like a 4-person urinal or poop line, you got to kind of put your hands in your pockets and lean against the wall.
Yeah.
Which also is like top five worst places to hang ever is like being the guy hanging in the bathroom waiting for a stall to open because you just stand in there like, too long in any direction and it's gay. stand behind the urinals. You're watching a guy pee. You stand next to the stalls. You're smelling poop. It's like, it was really not a good place to be.
Watch people wash their hands or get in the way of the paper towel dispenser.
Oh my God. Oh. It's just ope on repeat until you can find somebody. And you don't want to be too close to the stall door. Cause if someone did that to me while I was pooping, I couldn't poop, you know?
Oh God. Your life is a movie.
Get a little performance anxiety.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. It is stressful. And I tell you what, when that person does finally walk out, you don't know what you're walking into, but you've committed to it if you're hanging out in there. So you got to just own up.
You got to go sit. And they, dude, oh my God. I don't mind a warm seat. It's kind of an inevitability of the cause of pooping in public. But if you see the person who made it warm, like you have to lock eyes and be like,
yeah,
this is their ass. You know, like that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't do it. I hate warm toilets. I hate brushing my teeth with warm water. I hate when you really have to shit and it's like a bad shit and there's like there's two stalls and you can tell, you can see your coworker's shoes and you're like going trying to let it out as quietly and unviolently as possible. I hate it all. I'm so glad to be working from home.
Remind me on the Patreon to tell you a little poop story. That's going to be, it's equal parts gross, but funny and such a little insight into the anxious mind of me. That is that I don't want to share publicly, but really, really tickled me laughing. Cause I finally told Lucy, and she's like, that's so fucking funny and embarrassing. So remind me that after the pod. Matt, do you have anything else for us?
I have one other note, but I have no idea what it is. And I'll just read it for you guys. Cause it's funny. Chair randomly dropping. Don't know what it means, but I wrote it down.
I would love to be in your brain. Like the fact that you put that out, you're like, that'll trigger a memory.
I'll come back to it.
I'll jar it loose at some point.
The crazy thing is it happened within 6 days, so and I don't remember a damn thing.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it. Dude, it's crazy how fast we forget things. I literally, when I draw for podcast content, I'm like, what happened Friday, Saturday, Sunday? It's like, no. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday got some mileage on them. We could do some things. Oh.
Which is life.
By the way, just a little before we pass it off to Harley, a little like mini wreck. Papa Jan's.
Wait. I got it going. Save the wrecks because I have a wreck today too.
Well, it's a food wreck. It's not a movie wreck.
Gravy.
No, it is. De Papa Jan's pizza. Wow. They've been throwing it down, dude.
Really?
Yeah, well, I guess it'll be a shine. I've been watching this kid who's super passionate about working at Papa John's. It's like a YouTube channel, and he's like super into it. And it kind of like in 1 week, he went from making me be like, Papa John's sucks, to being like, you know what? Their pizza looks pretty fucking good. I got it. It was unbelievable, dude. I had it. So we ordered two pizzas on Wednesday night after the competition. I got to take the leftovers home. I had Papa John's for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday last week. And what? Every single day I was like, this garlic butter fucking hits, man.
You won't get Il Retrievo because it says pepperocine instead of pepperoni, but you will get Papa John's.
I didn't get Il Retrievo because I was going to do stand-up comedy. I wasn't going to eat pizza before it. I'm not going to drive an hour home with pizza that I want to eat right then and there, you know?
Oh, sorry. Can you not talk with your full belly?
No, you can't. I'm telling you, you can't. It's being funny and loose does not come from eating a entire meal. On Thanksgiving, I get all of my pops in during and before dinner. The minute dinner's over, I cease to be funny anymore. I go into protectionist mode.
Yeah, you won me back over. You're right. Fall asleep
in the couch mode. I murder during appetizers. I'm walking around giving a tight five to anyone who will listen. I'm riffing on things. The minute the meal ends, I become like grumpy and like disoriented because I've given myself diabetes. I'm like walking around in a fugue state, just looking for somewhere to lay down.
Just still putting food in.
Oh, just anytime. And then just more Rotel sausage dip just down my fat gullet. Yeah. So I get my funnies in beforehand. I should be the one who gives, whenever they say someone should say grace, we have to change it in the Fredericton house now that there's more atheists than there are religious people. I should be just like give a toast and I'll do that. We could sell mom on that. So saying grace, I don't want to hear Scott say grace anymore. It makes me sad.
I don't want to hear
blessing. God bless the troops. I'm banging your mom.
Shut up, Scott.
We get it.
Thank God for the troops and turkeys and your mom, Jen. Oh, gross, bountiful harvest. That's my mom, you pig.
Aiden, let's work the toast angle this next holiday. I'm in favor of that.
I'll do a toast. I'll do a couple. I'll have roast jokes written for everybody.
How long do you guys think you could toast for? Like, keep toasting.
What do you mean? Like we're just like, and to them, and to this thing, and to this.
Yeah, and then like you sit down, and then Harley stands up and starts toasting.
Wait, I want to add something.
Oh. Yep, and then Chum, you stand back up. You go. That reminds me.
I'd also like to say something about what Harley said. Yeah, Harley, I think we could get a good 8 minutes before mom finally just like hates it.
Before Cassie would say something at about 3 minutes.
This is how I know Lucy's my soulmate, though, is that when we were done, she'd stand up and go, now I have something to say. Like, without him being in the bed, I was like, yeah, that's my fucking wife. I know she's funny. Oh, it's good. All right. Sorry for. I just wanted to shout out Papa John's.
You ever get so excited about chain store pizza? You just have to interrupt.
The kid is so stoked about doing pizza. He goes, just another way. We're doing it. And then he smashes the garlic butter into the box. He goes, better. And that's how he does it. Signs off every video. It's amazing.
Dude, you know Papa John has some racist shit videos of that kid. He's a hostage.
Here's some of our signature garlic sauce. Just another way that we're doing it. Wham, better. And then I'm like, yeah, it's a good pizza. I'll send you guys a video of it. I guarantee you'll be sold. Okay. All right. Harley, why don't you keep going?
They're ready.
Papa John, give me a tough sell.
I've been trying to convince Anna away from Domino's for a while.
Yo, don't be coming at Domino's. Domino's is the best.
Yeah.
All right. I got a couple shines for us.
Please do.
I'm going to shine hopping on a trend way after it's been popular. And I have a new context for that. I've done that with a lot of things because I'm like a perpetual hater.
True.
As you know, Game of Thrones, I was late on. The latest trend that I'm late on is baking sourdough bread. We did it for a lab.
And, 4 years late.
I know that's literally what my note says. 4 years late.
quick, start planking.
Yeah. We made a sourdough starter for microbiology lab, and we cooked the loaves today. It actually kind of turned out. I mean, I wouldn't sell it. It's not fantastic, but I made my first sourdough loaf, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Oh, damn.
Man, what's next? Planking?
Dude, I tried to do the cut. You know how people do the cut in the top? And I did like one and it was kind of straight, but I didn't have like a very sharp knife. And then I tried to do some like side serrations, give it kind of a feathery look, and it just started like falling apart. And I reformed it and just did a straight line. I was like, nope.
Probably smart. Probably smart.
It's not happening.
Dude, good sourdough does smack though.
No, don't need to get all cute.
I've come into that boomer realm of like when I go out to a diner now, that's how I know I'm growing up is I stopped getting the chocolate chip pancakes and I started ordering sourdough toast because just a little sourdough with butter, a little jelly. I'm like, ooh, him being healthy.
I'll tell you what, never will I ever want or need to taste Harley's sourdough culture.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a tough sell. Knowing Harley goes, I fermented this in my fridge. You're like, wash it down with some of Harley's famous kombucha.
That's a hard sell for me.
Harley, I'll eat your sourdough.
There we go. I'll eat your sourdough. Right,
I'll get better at it. I'll get all better right. at it.
I love it. Keep going.
All right. My next shine is, you know, as we've been kind of deliberating on what city to go to, I've had a front row seat to boomer activation words. The second boomers in the Midwest hear Milwaukee, Chicago, or Minneapolis, murder. Instantly, within 5 seconds, they're talking about crime and murder. And that happened this weekend. This lady, we were at a coffee shop, and we were like talking or whatever, and she was like, she's kind of trying to get our signatures for, she's like, oh, I'm running for blah, blah, blah. And it was like some like weird administrative position in county government. And we're like, oh, we're moving. So we didn't sign her petition. And then she's like, oh, she just kept chatting us up. Where are you moving? And Milwaukee got mentioned as an option. She goes, a lot of crime.
more murders there.
Got to be lots careful about where you murders. Live.
I hope you don't have a Kia.
Dude. Those are buzzwords. Those are absolutely dog whistle words. Any big city within 6 hours will send a boomer into complete disarray. The only one that won't get them is Indianapolis. They're like kind of a non-starter for that. But you say Minneapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, they're like, oh, really? Are you sure? Are you going to be able to walk at night?
Remember when they burned down the Target? What's a big city besides
Indianapolis that people don't say that about?
Dude, it's coming from Hayward, Wisconsin. You could go, I'm moving to, think about moving to Wausau. Ooh, a lot of crime.
You're not wrong, dude. They're in the Fox City scanner by where we live. People are like, this whole area has gone to shit. It's becoming just like Milwaukee. I was like, Appleton, you fucking dummies.
It's just because like they can now monitor every horrible interaction. Like Matt didn't know his neighborhood was riddled with pedophiles until they started trying to, you know, kidnap Anna.
Exactly. Ignorance is bliss, my guy.
Exactly.
until they put a target on her. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, you're exactly right, Harley. Those are boomer activation words.
That's all I got.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Nate, you're up.
Oh, Shine. The Taylor Swift AI Creed cover. Now, Christina is a Swifty through and through. Annie, sister of the pod, Swifty through and through. Me, not a huge Swifty at all. But the AI Taylor Swift Creed version was fantastic. Do you want me to play a little bit of it?
Please do.
Okay,
please.
Why not?
She's going to fly her private jet to her lawyer's office and send us a cease and desist.
Get us to a chorus so we don't get taken down. All right, yeah, it's good, Nate. It's good, but it's a little soft. It's a little soft.
I actually kind of love when people take like a harder song and do it, or even like opposite way around, where they take like a rap song and do it kind of like a softer rocker type version of it. I kind of love that mashup because it's something I know and love, and then with something that is a new take on something that I already like a lot.
I forgot how hard that song goes. That Creed song makes you want to like above all the others. You're like, oh, I'm going to see them in Green Bay in July. Yeah, Matt, you want in? Everybody's welcome. It's a Jorts and Jerseys affair. It's going to be a good time.
I'm in. Yeah, I got to get a Cowboys jersey.
Yeah, it's going to be a Cowboy jerseys and Jorts.
I used to play in this realm. I used to play bluegrass covers of rock songs and rap songs at the brewery a lot to just to piss off one of the guys there, Dan. And it made me laugh so hard. I loved it.
Just anything that's like kind of a troll, but also sounds good is very fun.
Yeah. Gin and juice with banjo might not have been meant to be, but it was fun for the joke.
Dan was representing for the culture, dude. Who's pissed? Get that fucking honky shit out of here.
Oh, it's so funny.
Dave, what else you got?
Both of my shines are music related this week.
Love it.
Fish at the Sphere. Oh my
God. You went?
No, I wish.
Oh.
I've never done acid, but I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take acid because that looks so insane. I've never seen Fish. I've never listened to a single Fish song, I don't think either. But I've been waiting to see what the Sphere did next because you two looked awesome. And I had no idea what was coming next. And now I'm seeing all these videos of Fish at the Sphere and I am so stoked,
dude. I wish we could have gone and like, I wish we could all go to see something at the Sphere. That'd be a hell of an experience. It'd have to be the right fit band though. It'd have to be like a U2 would have been fucking incredible. If us four got to do it, but I'm more like a Dave Matthews, but that's a little too chill.
Like a Creed?
If Creed, Creed is at the Sphere, Creed is at the Sphere higher and it's in the clouds, just yeah. Oh, dude,
would be he's storing around the whole Sphere.
Yeah, I want him on a ceiling fan, just getting fucking flung around.
Yeah, I think UFC is going to try and do something at the Sphere, and I think that would be pretty fun. I'm not even a huge UFC guy, but I think that'd be pretty fun.
The camera on the big, like the big backdrop, would be pretty fun. For sure.
I think they'd have to like get really creative with the visuals, like that in between fights and shit. It's gonna be some cool stuff, probably.
Yeah,
like it's not just gonna be like a big 3D camera of like a guy punching another guy's face over you, like
it ain't so bad though. You rock 'em sock 'em robots. No, that's a great Nate. I hope you do go do that. When is Fish playing there?
I think they started like this week maybe, or this weekend. So that's when I started seeing videos. So who knows how long their residency is going to last, but probably a couple months.
As long as the tank is clean, the fish will be fine.
Oh,
I'm so sad. I'm so sad. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Wisconsin's top 12.
That's a top 12 comic. Can't fucking stop. Can't stop. Won't stop hitting. Just smacking winners out of the park. All heaters only. All right. This gets us into wrecked pretty well here because Nate, your music shines got me into a wreck. I just finished a 9-hour documentary called Get Back. It's the Beatles' final album documentary. It is the album that they decided to record from inception to recording and live in 22 days. They wanted the whole album done. And it is so much footage, and you get to see all the effects that Yoko Ono actually had on the band. You kind of start like you understand. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Paul McCartney's autistic. By the end of watching it, I was almost certain he was. He never makes eye contact with anybody. He plays the piano like Stevie Wonder. He's just looking around. What the hell are you doing? And then the album turned out fantastic. It's some of my favorite songs in general. And then, like obviously, it culminates in like the well-known concert that they did on the roof, their last performance together ever. What I didn't know is like that's the first time in 3 years that anybody had seen the Beatles play live in public at all. They had completely stopped touring, and then one random day in London on like a Tuesday afternoon, all of a sudden you hear a familiar sound, like because it's all new songs, but you hear a familiar sound, you look up, and the fucking Beatles are playing on a roof as a full five-piece, or they had a four-piece with a guy on piano, and are ripping like an entire album worth of new songs. And by the end, there's like hundreds of people watching. Like it takes that whole day. Like what a cool moment that would be to be like a band you thought was just done. Like you're like, oh, you know what? Thank God we had them, right? They broke up. And suddenly you hear them dropping a new album and you're just walking to lunch on a Tuesday and they're on a rooftop. Wow.
That is badass.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And I mean, it's still fun to watch regardless, but like George Harrison is a punk ass bitch, dude. I would have fought George Harrison at least six times, by the way. So he's easily the dumbest Beatle. But You know what? I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's just a very fun documentary. And it's a good, like, sitting while you're working and watching, because you're just listening to them write music. And really, there's not a whole lot visually you need to watch, except for some of, like, the glances that get exchanged whenever Yoko sings. Whenever Yoko sings, she just screams, and the camera just pans around to the whole room going, oof. Wish someone would stop that banshee from yelling. It's pretty rough, but it's very fun. So that's a big wreck in my book. If you've got 9 hours laying around, you know, who doesn't?
I love music docs.
Yeah. Harley, what do you got? You had a wreck for us.
I do have a wreck. Obviously, I just, well, I'm not going to wreck the TV show, but I'm watching The Wire right now, and it's good. I got to see how it ends before I wreck it. But Sarah and I watched a pretty funny Seth Rogen movie that's kind of off the beaten path. I had never even heard of it before.
Pickle movie?
You guys might know it. The Long Shot.
Oh, he's a speechwriter.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie was so funny.
Yeah, it was great. It's great. Charlize Theron.
Does anybody have anything to say that Harley jumped on the sourdough train and now is watching The Wire after Sopranos?
he's 6 years behind on everything.
Harley, there's a show called Prison Break that's going to blow your mind.
Two of the greatest shows of all time. 10 years back.
You got the boomer brain, don't you, Harley?
Wait till you see Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah.
It just came out.
Come on, be watching Suits and Prison Break for the first time.
I've seen Prison Break.
That used to be a real like cult following in our house. That and House MD. We were a big House MD fan. We loved that fucking Vicodin addicted asshole. He was a staple in our family. You were never really into The Walking Dead, though. That was one of the cultural phenomenon.
It was a one and a half season for The Walking Dead, and then I kind of lost it.
That was a horrible show.
It had four good seasons. End of season four, that's when they started getting into Uncanny Valley.
Stupid. It was like they go somewhere, they need to get something, and then some zombies show up. Oh no. And then somebody like steals some supplies. Oh no. And then they move somewhere else, and then they find two new people. And then, oh, guess what? Zombies are here. Oh no. It was the exact same thing every single like four episodes.
That about sums up The Walking Dead.
It's played out.
Scott Gimple's a hack. It's just trash.
Absolute trash show.
You're exactly right. And that's why they resorted to like Uncanny Valley, where they're like, these are people who would like cut the heads off zombies and then wear them because they're called the Whisperers. And they have the zombies won't get them, but they look like zombies, but they aren't zombies. Like there's by the end, you didn't know who was who. Everyone was an enemy, but also a friend. It was a real
zombies movie. Walking up, and then the camera cuts to the person, then cuts back, and they're like whipping a zombie head off.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Pretty much. Or like there was one scene where it was like what you thought was a zombie getting close to someone, and then the zombie pulls out a knife and stabs one of the characters. You're like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, it turns out it's a fake zombie. It's a person dressed as a zombie. It's like, who gets that good of prosthetics in the apocalypse? Anyways, let's do final thoughts around the table. We had some fun. Let's do final thoughts.
I'll send a wreck out here.
Oh, you got one. Yeah, hit it.
I will too. It's a rom-com that Christina was watching, and it was one of those things, you know, you walk by and get totally sucked in.
Yep.
2002, probably a great era for rom-coms, I think. They still had some good comedic value. But it's called The Sweetest Thing with Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate.
Ooh. Shout out Christina Applegate.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny as shit. I loved it. Good era of rom-coms.
Cameron Diaz was a monster in the rom-com space.
True.
She's funny, but also could be the villain and the good person. I mean, I gotta be honest with you. I'm a big C. Diaz fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since she's been
Princess Fiona.
Fiona.
She's got range.
She's got range. She can be an ogre. She can be a hot movie producer. She could be like, she was a mom and what? She was a fitness trainer. There, like,
bad teacher was good.
She could be a bad teacher. So, you know, she's
Cameron. Something About Mary. That's an all-time great.
That is an all-time great.
Yeah. It's a fuego. That's all a good
one. Farb's 98.
So the sweetest thing you said, right?
Yeah.
I thought Brett Favre was in Along Came Polly.
You're right. That's it. That's also a good movie.
Along Came Polly. How about Along Came Monogamy?
All right, let me wreck some
next.
All right,
thank you.
Top 12 won't miss. Matt, go ahead.
Guys, I'd like to wreck a little movie called Please Don't Destroy Foggy Mountain. You buttfuckers haven't watched it yet, dude.
I watched it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to suck.
What'd you think, Nate?
I thought it was funny. Christina thought it was the stupidest thing she's
ever
seen.
Yeah, I expected that.
But women just don't get comedy.
Dude, his
this has been the Tuesday catch up. You're all
his alter ego. He drinks two Trulies and puts on sunglasses. He becomes a hard ass dick, dude.
I fucking love it.
He was like a superhero.
Yeah. Anyways, it is funny, but I just thought I would say that again.
No, I will. I will watch it. You have my word that things are getting less crazy.
Honestly, the more I push it, the more it's going to suck. So you don't have to watch
it. No, I like all funny movies. You should just keep going. This Il Retrievo pizza. I'm gonna go get an Il Retrievo pizza, and I'm gonna watch Please Don't Destroy.
Yeah, there you go.
Both of them while you're driving.
And you know what? Yeah. You're going to have a fantastic night. It's just like in I Love You, Man. And he's like, sometimes I just want to sit down and watch chocolat. It's the same shit. You're going to be like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm in. I love it.
That is a deep cut reference right there for you. And that's a quack.
Big quack. Big quack, but I respect that. That was especially when I was like, I Love You, Man. Another rom-com or com-com from way back. Yeah. All right, final thoughts around the table. Matt, we'll start with you tonight.
Oh, guys, sometimes when life hands you lemons, you don't have to go to the hardware store. Mm-hmm. We do have a new tomato boy coming on, long time overdue. I will do a ceremony next time for next week.
Beautiful. Harley, final thoughts.
I got a couple things for you. Next time you're out and about, lie to someone, fool them into thinking they're getting a free treat, have a little fun with it, cause some chaos. You know, if you're looking for some recommendations for your buddies down the road, make a time capsule now and then open it in 6 years. Just write down the current trends and check it out half a decade from now. And lastly, I will say, embrace the crunch. You paid the same price as everyone else's ticket. Eat your popcorn as loud as you want.
That's true, dude. That's the kind of spirit I need going into the rest of this week. Nate, final thoughts for us.
What's up, shitheads? This is Nate from Nathan Nation, and I just want to say hello, my friend. We meet again. Creed slaps. Do some choring. Put on some noise canceling headphones and blast the Creed Essentials on Spotify. You're gonna get so much done. The only hard part is you're gonna. I'm actually not going to finish that sentence. I'll see you next Tuesday.
My final thoughts. If you want to play God, get a bird feeder. You can generate the circle of life right in your own house. And that's something that's beautiful and you know, a little science experiment. My other final thought is I've kind of lost it. I thought I had it and now it's gone again. So never mind. It was a good one too. I had it cooking. Oh yeah. Learn to laminate and you can make some money off the dumb kids in your neighborhood, dude. If you can laminate cards and you have a good printable file of a Yu-Gi-Oh or a Pokemon card, you're making some Skrilla. Don't feel bad about it. Dumb kids got to get got. It's the only way to get them to be smart. This has been the Tuesday Catch-Up. You're all caught up. One, two, three.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.